I know.
Well, Honka.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Pretty good. How's your hand?
It's sore. I went back to work today, and it was really sore. I've got it iced down, so.
Yeah.
You know, it's just going to take time. You said 6 weeks,
yeah.
So, you know.
Do you have a little
dog? I just worked a little bit more today than I have in the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. I had a friend who would wear a glove. I'm calling it a glove. I don't know if that would be the correct term. When
mm-hmm.
she worked at the computer after she had surgery with one of her hands, but I think the doctor gave it to him.
Right, and he may do that. I still see him tomorrow. He's going to take stitches out. Yeah, they'll take the stitches out tomorrow, and he may give me a glove, you know, to wear.
Yeah, well, if you still got the stitches, no wonder it's sore.
Yeah, it's sore. Still got stitches.
Yep.
I'm kind of hard-headed, you know.
Well, when the calendar comes around and says you got to go back to work, you got to go back to work.
I know, right?
We got so used to, you know, sick or not, we had to do. If you had a baby
right.
or whatever, it didn't matter if you were sick. You still had to take care of the baby.
Right.
You still had to
do that's right. right. You have to do what you
I think
do.
That got in our system, so we don't know any better.
Right. How's Mr. Tony?
Well, he went today for blood work before seeing the hematologist next Monday.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We are starting with Pasuk 452 in the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parasha Lech Lecha. And we'll start with Lashem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha b'richu ishkinte bit hilu urchimu utkilu utkilu urchimu. L'yachta l'shem yud he bovavhe. B'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. L'imud Torah mitzvah. L'asok Torah mitzvah. L'ayhino amadunai Elohino aleinu ma'asei yadenu kunenei aleinu ma'asei yadenu kunenehu. Tata Rabbi Abawi Amar Ashira Nal Didi Shirat Dodi Lakarmo Wigomer Wiazukehu Yisaklehu Wigomer Hine Kira Itli Istakla Beho Amai Yetiv Shira Tokaha mi bae leya lididi lidodi mi bae leya imadiktiv shirat dodi kerem haya lididi bikeren ben shaman istachalna bikalo raita Wela ishkech kach na atra deikre keren ben shamen patach rebi abba vi amar ashira na ledidi shirat dodi the karmo igomer vi az kehu v'yisach lehu igomer hine Yirae itli stachla Beho amai Ketiv shira Tokaha mi bae leya Lididi lidodi mi bae leya Imadiktiv shirat Dodi kerem Hayad lididi translation. Rabbi Abba then discoursed on the verse, "Now I will sing to my friend a song of my beloved for his vineyard." And he fenced it and gathered out the stones thereof. These verses should be studied carefully. Why does it read a song rather than a reprimand? Because these are the words of reproof to Israel. And furthermore, it is written to my friend, when it should have been written to my beloved, just as it is written a song of my beloved. In addition, it is written, my friend has a vineyard in a very fruitful hill. The Hebrew is Keren ben Shemen. But I have searched the entire Torah and cannot find a place called Keren ben Shemen. My commentary. The pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Keren ben Shemen can be translated as sing to a song of oil, to a son of oil. What is a son of oil? Excuse me. What is a son of wisdom? Questions, comments, thoughts.
Oh, I see a whole mixture of things there. Okay, well, I guess they're telling us it's reprimand because friend is a lower relationship than beloved. Now, I would think that saying, I will sing to my friend a song of my beloved, that someone, ministering to someone else with, you know, trying to do his reprimation with kindness, with loving kindness, rather than from severe judgment, severe gavura.
Well, admonishment is not always severe judgment.
Mm-hmm.
A reprimand is not severe judgment.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I will sing, and he's calling him his friend, but those are, you know, friend is a lower level than beloved.
Yes.
Of course, I'm thinking of Song of Songs, too. You know, my sister, my mother, my beloved, you know, different levels of a relationship with Hashem. What I didn't understand was your question, why isn't it Son of Wisdom? Or how did you say that?
That's what I said was, what is the Son of Wisdom? Is a question that you ask after the literal translation. Keren means the song. Ben means sun, and Shemen means oil. And oil is a right column substance, and it connects to wisdom, because wine connects to Bina, oil connects to wisdom. Oil creates light. Wine creates drunkenness.
So I've never seen that as a definition of song, though. You know, usually we see Shira. I thought Keren had to do with fruit.
But it's a different form of song.
Okay.
Keren is spelled Kuf Resh Nun. So it's essence of, it's a song, but it's a cold song. Kuf and Resh spells car. And that's why the question, why call it a song when you could say it's a reprimand?
Well, you've got that nun there, that's 50 gates of understanding. I mean, I see the car, but I also see the nun. And, of course, the opposite meaning of fallen, but the nun could be 50 gates of understanding, so that may be where the right column comes in with the oil.
It's possible.
You have to give me a little bit more help.
Well, you have to look at the verse. Look at the two verses. Do you have a Tanakh available quickly?
No, I left my iPad in the other room because it needed charging. So let me see. I can't reach my Tanakh. It's in here, and the other two were in the other room.
If we get take a minute, I'll pull up the Bible inquiry from you, Shem.
Okay. Oh, well, I could do a little coffee, right? Not thinking.
That's all right. I not think a lot of times.
Well, I'm getting to where I depend on my phone more than my computer these days, and I just don't think about it as much.
But you can always use your phone to get to Yashem also. I do that sometimes.
Well, I know, but if I press my button, I may lose you. Oh. I know if you just have to, you would follow me around for 24 hours. You just wouldn't believe what I'm going to do. I suppose you could say the same thing. Okay, I suppose that's Isaiah, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's verses chapter 5, 1 and 2, correct?
Yes.
So the if I'm reading just the English translation, let me sing of my well-beloved, a song of my beloved touching his vineyard. My well-beloved had a vineyard in a very fruitful hill. And he digged it and cleared it of stones and planted it with the choicest vine and built a tower in the midst of it and also hewed out a vat therein. And he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes.
Okay. So his beloved moved the stones, which I would take to mean the things that keep his fruitful vineyard from growing, but they didn't grow what he expected. He got wild grapes instead.
So
that's the reprimand.
Karen Ben Shemin is they're translating as a fruitful hill, whereas the literal translation is a song, the song of oil.
Not anywhere close, but the Hebrew is Bekorit Ben Shaman.
Yeah. It's a play on the Hebrew. It's it's using the alliteration.
Mm-hmm. But look at the Aramaic, shaman too, not shaman. It's a kamat under shaman, not a sago.
Well, that's the difference between the languages.
Yes, but it's also the same in the Hebrew on the Makomet. As a kamat under the soul. But it's a man. A kamat under the man, the soul under the man. So that's definitely Shemin that say, oh, I don't know about shaman. So maybe we know heel as har, not.
What I'm looking at in the Hebrew does not have vowels.
But yet we know when we put the different sounds under there, that's the different. So maybe the next verse will help us. Let's, next few verses.
Let's try it. Okay.
We see the reprimand, reprimand there, reprimand. Definitely see the lower level of friend from below.
Verse 453. Ela hayane kirae haukmua avrayayo bekama kegav kegivavnin bekal ho shapir behakehu Aval Ashira Nali Didi Da Yitzak Da Hawa Yadid Quikre Yadid Adla Yipok Lealma. And he replied, these verses are clarified by the friends in different ways, all of which are good and correct. Nevertheless, now will I sing to my friend, refers to Isaac, who was a friend and was named friend before he even came to this world. Thus we say about him, he who has sanctified a friend from the womb. My commentary: this pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. And I'm questioning what verse was being discussed, because it really is translating the verse very differently, because it's especially saying that Isaac is being mentioned in the verse. And we don't see Isaac's name at all.
Well, it's basically saying then that friend is a code word for Isaac.
Yes.
That Isaac is, it's left
it's saying that Isaac was named after the word for laughter, right?
Right. And he's left column. Left Gaborah.
Correct. Correct, and here it's saying that he was also called a friend in the womb.
Now that I don't remember anywhere in Torah.
It's not in Torah. That's got to be from a midrash, or it's got to be from the Talmud. Because it's saying it's talking about the friends. The verse was clarified by the friends in different ways, and they're all good, they're all correct.
Okay.
And here it's explaining that it's connecting to Isaac, who is being called a friend in the womb.
I would have associated that sentence with Jeremiah. Wasn't it Jeremiah who was sanctified from the womb? You know, I knew you before you were formed in your womb. Well, there's bound to be a connection, so.
Yeah, it could be that Isaac is reincarnated as Jeremiah. I haven't read that, but we may catch up to that in advanced reincarnation.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what the next verse brings us. Verse 454. Amai yedid dita ninan dechi musage hawalea lekud shabrihu beyadila it avaid adila it kezar Avraham avuha. Vikre shalim vitosef leya heya leash lamuta lekens lesara hai heya it yehivat la. The translation, and he asks, why was Isaac called a friend? And he answers, because we have learned that the Holy One, blessed be He, bore a great love for Isaac, who was not conceived until Abraham the patriarch was circumcised and called perfect. Only then was he told, and be perfect. And the hay was added to his name for perfection, as well as to Sarah's name. Then he was called Abraham and she Sarah. My commentary. The pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Isaac represents the human soul after the completion of the universal tikkun. Each human being will be a tzaddik and unified with every other human being. Then each person will be a friend to Hashem, just as Hashem is your friend now. I think it brings it all together, so in the three verses.
Right. And I'm also glad to see the statement, because we've learned that the Holy One, blessed be He, bore a great love for Isaac, because Isaac doesn't get very much attention. You know, it's like, okay, after he committed to the binding, we don't hear from him much anymore. You know, he doesn't get the... I think the elevated status of a patriarch as much as Abraham and Yaakov do. So I'm glad to see that statement in the Zohar.
I understand what you're saying, but I see it differently, because this is the world of Tikkun, and the Torah that we read, the Torah we received is not the same Torah that was originally brought down. It's the one after the sin of the golden calf.
Right.
And
okay.
Isaac represents the soul with the body Rivka after the completion of the tikkun. So I think that's really what is being emphasized politely. We could go another one if you want. Verse 454. Ha ka Hashem l'sara shapir Avali Avraham Amai hei v'la yud Yud mi ba'e Le'ad ha'hud akar Hawa el arazah Ila'ahu satim pegawan Avraham salik le'ela v'na tel raza mehai alma aila v'ihu alma didkura hai hey aila v'hai tata hai talia didkura v'hai benu The translation, this should be studied. The hay that was given to Sarah is suitable, but why was Abraham given the hay and not the yud? The yud should have been added to his name because he is male, and the aspect of yud belongs to the male, while the aspect of the hay belongs to the female. And he replies, there is a sublime secret of a concealed aspect. Abraham rose up and took a secret from the upper hay, Bina, which is the world of the male. Because of the upper hay and the lower hay of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, one relates to the male, namely the upper hay, and one relates to the female, namely the lower hay. So the hay that Abraham took is the upper hay, which belongs to the male, namely Bina. My commentary is that the pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. And clearly this ties to the previous three verses, talking about Isaac and why Isaac is called a friend and how that relates based on the understanding of the metaphor of what Abraham represents, and that he was connected to the male energy. And so he rose rather than fell to Malchut. He rose to Bina. So I think it's all pretty well clear.
The yod from Sarah was 10. And so, you know, the Midrash that the yod cried for 400 years, and with two hays each being 5, whether one is upper and one the spiritual, the physical world, still 5 and 5 is 10. And then the yud went to Yehoshua, you know,
right.
Hosea,
right.
Yehoshua. So both fit, both midrashim fit with the two hays. But I'm glad to hear this new one, because I didn't think of the upper hay, you know, and being male, the male aspect either. I didn't think about that, even though we knew it, you know.
Well, we always think of Bina as female.
Right.
But it's the relative to the lower hay, it's the upper hay. And relative to the lower hay, which is female, the upper hay is male. The intellect is more male than female, but relative to Hakma, Bina is female. But relative to Chesed, Bina is male.
Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking Yud Hay as being, you know, the spiritual world, and then the Vav Hay being the physical world. And so you could see the lower hay being Bina, and you could see the upper hay, being male. So all of it fits. So that's good.
All ties together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're out of time now, so.
Okay.
We'll have an RE class later tonight.
Okay.
Shalom.
Okay, shalom. Thank you.